God heals. If someone came and said, oh, the baptism of the Holy Ghost is from the devil, you'd have to say, oh, too late. I know from the word and I know from the experience. So if someone came up and said, oh, these movings and demonstrations of God of the Holy Ghost is not for now. It's just made up. I'd have to say, you're too late. You're too late. I know from the word and I know from experience because I've seen profound things happen in people's lives through demonstrations and movings of the Spirit. And I'll share one thing and I bet there'll be some breaks going, and that's okay. Our daughter had, was with a Christian friend in a great home, and they were listening to some music. And it wasn't terrible music, but it wasn't what she knew she wanted to listen to. We didn't know it. She couldn't get over it. She couldn't get out of it. She'd prayed, God, you know, help me get out of this. I don't want to listen to this music anymore. Every time I find myself still turning this music on. She was so frustrated. We didn't know. We're clueless. She was in sixth grade. So then Natalie's getting ready to go overseas. She went on this trip to New Zealand as an exchange student when she was in sixth grade. And so as a parent, you're going, have we made the right choice? We're sending our daughter, sixth grade, you know, across the world. And this powerful missionary was coming to our church to minister. So I'm going to have Teresa and I'm going to have her go over and lay hands on Natalie. And I just know, because Teresa's she's an apostle to Mexico and she's powerful, you know, and so this anointing is going to go into Natalie. So Natalie's going to get on that plane for New Zealand with this amazing anointing of God that Teresa carries. Teresa gets up there. She prays for Natalie. Natalie starts laughing in the spirit. I thought she was in the flesh. All the children in our church started laughing. We had these children that were not quite two. They would laugh in the spirit and then fall down on the laugh. And they did all night in their crib. They laughed. Natalie told us the next day. She says, Mom, that's totally broken with the music. I don't have any desire to listen to it anymore. None. And here was her mom. I thought she was in the flesh. It was very humbling. But you know, Dennis Knight came into this, and when we were at Rhema, and we were in with a group of people that we greatly respected, they were so mature in God, so it was easy to yield, because we knew it wasn't flaky. But since then, I can't tell you the number of testimonies of things we've seen that are unusual. But it doesn't have to be unusual. You know, I got healed one time when the Lord told me to dance. We were brand new pastors. Boy, I thought, what a way for the pastor's wife to make a reputation in the church, you know. And our church leaned like this. It was real easy for people to get saved. If you took one step, you know, you'd end up at the altar. So I had this impression I was to dance. And I'm like, oh, Lord, we're brand new here. They don't even know us. And I got it again. And I'd hurt myself playing tennis, because that shows you what kind of tennis player I am. I was charging to the net the last minute, you know. I made it to the net, but I made it all skinned up, and I'd be with crutches. So I hobbled into church. I couldn't walk. But do you know that when I obeyed that and danced, I can't imagine what it looked like. Kind of the one leg dance. I don't know what it was. But do you know I went home that night healed? Has never happened to me since. But it was a learning. Because it's not about the bazaar. We've all had enough. We don't want that. But how far up will our garage door go if that's what God said to do? Hallelujah. Well, I'm sorry. I have no clue of the time. I'm sure. So thank you. You've been really great.